Off the Ball, GAA.
Like, I remember being on the pod with Paddy in year one, and he was just going, it was great for them to be in Dublin. They could go and they could meet and nobody bothering them, and just having them conversations over lunch. Or
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll look ahead at tonight's action in the League of Ireland, including our live commentary game between St Pat's and Shamrock Rovers. Liverpool prepare to say goodbye to Andy Robertson, who's confirmed he'll leave at the end of the season. And could Spurs be in the Premier League's relegation zone this evening? But first today, the FAI has been in contact with the League of Ireland clubs, who have away games tonight, to take into account some traffic issues created by fuel protests. It could affect match officials and is likely to have more of an impact on the First Division given the amount of part-time players in the league. Our commentary game comes from Richmond Park tonight. Stephen Doyle and Richie Towell will call the action for the meeting of league leaders St Pat's and champions Shamrock Rovers. Ramal Palmer and Aidan Keane are both injury doubts, but Chris Forrester and Jamie Lennon are now fit to start for the Saints. Forrester, who joined Owen Shahan on the football show during the week, says he's hoping for more game time and to put his injuries behind him.
Well, I've had a full week now. Got some minutes the other day. Everything felt okay. I was out with a broken toe. People don't believe that a broken toe was a sufficient injury to be out with.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people just, I say it to be people toe? On the streets. Me one in from my baby toe and my left foot.
Oh, you could definitely have played with that.
No, but that's the comments I've been getting. But anybody I tell, they're like, oh, it's only a broken toe, get on with it. But it's been a couple of weeks trying to heal up. Finally got there last week, so I've had a full week training, got some minutes the other day, and hopefully it's just a, you know, it's a return now to kind of getting back into the team or getting more minutes and, you know, helping the team, because it's brutal sitting on the sidelines not helping. And we've been playing well, which is good. So, you know, you just want to be a part of it as well. I haven't felt that in the last few weeks. So, yeah, hopefully it's a return now and an injury-free rest of the season.
Rovers could call on Adam Brennan and Rory Gaffney once again. Brennan was key when Rovers beat Pats 2-0 at Talla Stadium back in February. He set up the first goal for Michael Noonan and then scored the second. Speaking to Shamrock Rovers in-house media channel, midfielder Jack Byrne says any game an inch of core is a tough one.
Yeah, 100%. It's always tough going down here. They've good players, they've great squad, good manager. So they're going along nicely. But so are we. Look, they're always tough games. There's no easy game in this league. Whether you got the Sligo, Waterford, Pats, Bowes, they're all tough. So, but, you know, we'll be ready for that. We have been over the years, and I'm sure tomorrow will be no different.
Kickoff is 8:00. Remember, you can listen to Off the Ball on News Talk and the Go Loud app from 7:00 this evening. Elsewhere tonight, the pressure remains very much on Derry City boss Tiernan Lynch. The Candy Stripes haven't won in 6 games. They travel to Oriel Park to face an in-form Dundalk side, who were in 4th place after 4 wins from the last 5 games. Lynch says Kieran Kilduff's side are full of confidence.
Yeah, I'm sure that they're bouncing in the older games at the moment. They're a team that's definitely firing on all cylinders. And we spent a little bit of time watching them now the last couple of days, and they're a side that they play a very specific way. They all know their jobs, they all know their roles and responsibilities, that they're not necessarily a team that's going to get the ball down and play free-flowing football. They're going to get the ball in the good areas. They've obviously a big target man up front, and they get numbers around them. And they've been great credit to them. They've come into the league and not shown anybody too much respect, and they're getting their rewards at the moment. Our job's to make sure that we go and look after ourselves and put that right from our end.
Dundalk will have to do without the suspended Daryl Horgan due to the red card he picked up in Monday's win over St Pat's. Conor Kearns, Vinnie Leonard and Rob Cornwall all remain out as well due to injury. Bottom side Waterford have been boosted by back-to-back draws against Shamrock Rovers and Bohemians in their last 2 games. The Blues are the only side yet to win a league game this season. They face Drogheda United at the RSC tonight. And speaking to Beats, Odran Johnson, midfielder Evan McLaughlin says his teammates can take confidence from last week's result.
Obviously we've played 2 of the top teams in the country probably over the weekend. We know from them games we can go toe-to-toe with anyone now. So as I said, we're looking to pick up a first win of the season, and we'll be looking to do it this weekend.
Elsewhere tonight, Shelburne travel west to take on Galway United. John Caulfield's side have won two games in a row. They've moved up to fifth in the table. Shells have lost their last two games against Shamrock Rovers and Dundalk. They're a point behind Galway. Bohemians will look to get back to winning ways. They've drawn their last four games but are still the only unbeaten team in the Premier Division this season and are only behind leaders Pats on goal difference. Alan Reynolds' side take on Sligo Rovers at Dalymount Park tonight. Sligo drew nil-all with Derry City last time out, which stopped a run of four defeats in a row. Those games all start at 7:45. Our commentary game at Richmond Park kicks off at 8 o'clock. In the First Division, leaders Cork City have a Munster derby against Treaty United at Markets Field. Kerry take on UCD at Lone, go to Wexford, and Cove Ramblers make one of the longest trips in the league to play Finn Harps. Those games kick off at 7:45. Aston Villa boss Unai Emery says he's taking nothing for granted after a 3-1 win away to Bologna in the Europa League last night. Ollie Watkins scored twice for Villa, who left the home leg of their quarter-final against the Italians next Thursday.
The result is very good, but of course, I am getting balanced myself with the players as well. It's the first leg. The match is not over, or the round is not over.
Nottingham Forest were thankful for a fortunate own goal in their 1-1 draw with Porto in Portugal. They're also at home for next Thursday's deciding leg in the night's other clash. Freiburg beat Celta Vigo 3-0. Crystal Palace boss Oliver Glasner says he felt something special at Selhurst Park last night. Last season's FA Cup winners beat Fiorentina 3-0 in the first leg of their Conference League quarter-final. Striker Jean-Philippe Mateta scored his first goal in over 3 months.
Overall, the energy today here at Selhurst with our fans, with from the team, was great, and I think it was also the result showed the chances we had, and I'm really pleased what I have seen today.
However, it wasn't a good night for the Irish players involved in some of the other Conference League quarterfinals. Troy Parrott was taken off at 15 minutes to play in AZ Alkmaar's 3-0 loss to Shakhtar Donetsk in Krakow. Andrew Omobamadeli played the full game for Strasbourg, who were beaten by Mainz 2-0 in Germany. Liverpool boss Arne Slot's been paying tribute to Andy Robertson, who'll leave at the end of the season. The Scotland captain has spent 9 seasons with the Reds. He's made 373 appearances. In that time, he's won 2 Premier Leagues, the Champions League, the FA Cup, 2 League Cups. Also won a FIFA Club World Cup, as well as the UEFA Super Cup and the Community Shield. However, the 32-year-old has made just 15 starts this season, only 6 in the Premier League after the arrival of Milos Kerkez in the summer, and he'll leave when his contract expires in the summer.
Now, first of all, he had many great seasons over here as a player, but I think people got to know him as a great person as well. I got to know him as a great person. I think every teammate of him will tell you how funny he is and how great of a person he is. And I think that has been shown a lot on social media as well from our social media people. But what I remember most about him probably is the intensity he's always playing with, and we've learned something about intensity 2 days ago. But I can also remember Robbo making a press from the left fullback position to the right wing a few years ago. I showed that to my players that I was working with back then, and won everything over here. Served this club for so many years, really loves this club. So it's been a great 9 years for him at the club. But I think it's also, we saw also that this season he didn't play as much as he was used to. Still a lot, but not as much as he used to. And as a result of that, he's leaving probably next season. But not only that, I think it's also difficult to be in that position longer than a season. So.
Newcastle boss Eddie Howe says he remains 100% committed to the club. It's been a difficult few weeks in Tyneside for Howe. Newcastle are aiming to bounce back this weekend. They've been knocked out of the Champions League by Barcelona. They lost to their rival Sunderland before the international break as well. And they're back in Premier League action on Sunday against Crystal Palace.
That commitment has never wavered from my side. I've been working during the break to make sure that we come back a stronger team. I think in this day and age, I think it's very difficult to look too far in the long term. I can only look to these 7 games and make sure that we perform at our very best level.
Crescencio Somerville is expected to return for West Ham's crunch relegation clash with Wolves tonight. The Dutch winger's been out for just over a month after he suffered a calf injury in an FA Cup win over Brentford. Nuno Espirito Santo's side will move out of the bottom three if they win at the London Stadium, and that would also see Tottenham drop into the relegation zone.
We play at home, which is a big advantage for us. We know that the fans are going to be there, and we know we have a mission in our hands to fulfil. Tough game, good team. Improving, you can see that they are improving. So what do you expect of the opponent? But we are ready to compete.
Kickoff is 8 o'clock. Tottenham play on Sunday away to Sunderland. It's Roberto De Zerbi's first game in charge of Spurs. It's one of two live commentaries on Off the Ball. Richie McCormack and Brian Kerr will be in the commentary box for that match at the Stadium of Light. That one kicks off at 2 o'clock. It's followed by the meeting of Chelsea and Manchester City at Stamford Bridge. That's a 4:30 start, and Stephen Doyle and Keith Tracy will call the action. And Millwall can move into the Championship's automatic promotion places tonight if they avoid defeat away to West Brom. And don't forget, we have commentary from Richmond Park tonight with Stephen Doyle and Richie Tell calling the action for the meeting of league leader St Pat's and champions Shamrock Rovers. Kickoff is 8 o'clock. You can listen on Off the Ball and News Talk and the Go Loud app as well from 7 o'clock this evening for all the build up. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more next week.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.